Hi, everyone, and welcome back to True Time. Today's case truly exemplifies bravery and strength, all with a little help from a diamond ring. This is the story of Michalena Lewandowska. Hi, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
My name is Avery.
And my name is Dylan.
And officially, welcome back to True Time.
Welcome back.
It has been a couple months since we have dropped a podcast.
Quite a few.
And we have a little bit of an explanation, but ultimately...
No excuses.
Yeah, no excuses.
Just an explanation.
Yeah. So... honestly, life just kind of got really hectic for us last year.
It was busy. It was busy, stressful, but, you know.
Just going through new things in life. One of the last things I know we talked about was planning for our stateside wedding. And so we did that last year. We had our...
If we have new listeners or you guys forgot, we live in Germany. Americans living in Germany. And then we had our wedding here. But we wanted all of our family to be able to experience that with us and for us to experience it with them. So we decided to have a wedding in the States.
Yeah.
And so we planned every single bit.
Yeah. Trying to plan it from here got really stressful and I felt really overwhelmed and I was questioning every aspect of my life. It went way beyond the wedding planning.
Yeah.
And honestly, I really started to feel kind of burnt out. I felt like the podcast was just kind of becoming something I was cranking out more than enjoying because I didn't really have the time to enjoy it. And I got overwhelmed and in a sense, I kind of gave up. I'll be honest with you guys. I was scared and stressed. And so I kind of leaned into that when I probably shouldn't have, but we all make mistakes. We're all learning. So we had the wedding, we got through that. And then
that was in October.
Yep. And then obviously shortly after that, we had a big trip in November. We went to Scotland and then it was
best
Christmas.
Best time of our lives.
Yeah, we loved that trip. We'd love to share more about that in the future.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But yeah, and then we had the holidays and now we're coming down from that and we're kind of settling back into a routine. We have some big changes coming up this year, but one of our biggest goals and obviously mine was to get back into True Time, because I've seen all of your messages throughout the past couple months. Yeah. I really appreciate all of them. I know I didn't reply to all of them. I was going through a lot, but just know I saw them and I appreciated them. And I hope us coming back makes you all really happy because we're really excited.
And she recognized every single one of you. Every time she saw one, she had to tell me.
Yeah.
She's so happy.
Yeah. And it made me feel really bad. But honestly, it did motivate me to build up the strength to get back into writing. So
in a positive way.
In a very good way, yes. Yeah. Every message I saw was like, I need to do it. I need to lean back into this and get into it. And so it was great motivation. And I really appreciate all of you who have stuck with us, listened to all of the podcast episodes, and we're excited to get back into it.
With a new logo.
Yes, let us know what you think. I wanted a rebrand. This is kind of like a fresh start. Same stories, same kind of vibe, but
same people,
but just a little bit of a new beginning.
Yeah.
Page turned, new chapter. Okay. So sorry for that little tangent, but I felt like we owed you guys a little bit of an explanation.
Well, if that satisfies your questions, then I guess we can go into the story.
Yeah. If you guys are ready.
Let's get it.
Here we go. Okay. So our case this week begins in 2005 in the country of Poland. Michalena Lewandowska was in her early 20s when she met Marcin Kasperzak in a small shop near her family home in the town of Lasosin. I think that's how you say that. I tried to Google how to say that, but I couldn't find it. But it's a small town located in southwest Poland, according to dailymail.co.uk. After a short year of dating, the couple got engaged and decided to move to England to find work and to live with Marcin's parents. A few years later, Michelena became pregnant, but unfortunately, it wasn't the happy and exciting stage of life that she thought would follow the news. The two ultimately decided to call off the engagement, but Michelena was still hopeful that they would be able to work through their hard times and differences, especially with a baby on the way. Michelena believed that there was a chance they could get back together in the future, so she continued to wear her engagement ring. Their son, Jacob, was born in April of 2008, but this only caused more strain on their relationship, which proved there was still no hope of Michelena and Marcin calling back on the engagement.
That's sad.
Yeah, that was definitely a difficult time.
That would always be rough. Like, you're hoping for a better future, especially with bringing a new child into life, and know, things just don't work out as you hoped.
Mm-hmm. Michelena worked as a clothes mender while raising their son, but as time went on, she was barely on speaking terms with Marcin. Marcin worked at a meat factory, and he put all of his extra time and energy into the gym. He would go to the gym at least 5 days a week to bodybuild, and according to dailymail.co.uk, he became addicted to anabolic steroids, which caused him to have frequent angry outbursts. Marcin became more fixated on women at the gym than the woman raising his only child. As a few more years went by in 2011, Michelena, now 27 years old, finally decided she'd had enough of trying to salvage an unsavable relationship and told Marcin, who was 25, she wanted to move back home to Poland with their now 3-year-old son to be near her family. But this just wasn't going to do for Marcin, who decided that Jacob would be better off being raised by his own mother and that Michelena just would have to be removed from the picture. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. It's officially a new year, which can be exciting to think of all the possibilities and opportunities that lie ahead of us in 2023, but personally, it can also be extremely overwhelming. New beginnings can come with a lot of unknowns and uncertainties, and dealing with these stressors can cause us to struggle with sleeping, making life decisions, and finding what truly makes us happy. A few months ago, I personally had to make some really difficult decisions to prioritize my mental health, but by doing that, I was able to overcome the challenges I faced and ultimately learned how important it is to check in with myself and how I'm feeling. Fresh starts can be hard or even scary, but an amazing solution to work through anything you may be facing is to start talking to a therapist. Now is the perfect time to put your mental health first and check out BetterHelp.
BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service with over 25,000 licensed and experienced therapists, and is 100% online, which is amazing because this truly makes it accessible to everyone. To get started, you simply just answer a couple of questions about what your specific needs are and what you are looking for in a therapist. This information allows BetterHelp to match you to a therapist who is experienced in helping to meet your needs and trained to listen. Then you can get in contact with your therapist in a way that is convenient and comfortable for you. You can text or chat at any time, as well as schedule phone or video calls. If at any time you decide you'd like a new therapist, BetterHelp can help you to make a switch at no additional charge.
BetterHelp is an amazing resource that offers professionalism and quality you would expect from in-office therapy, all from the comfort of your own space. It can be difficult to search and find the help you are looking for in your area, but BetterHelp ultimately allows you to connect with a therapist who is custom-picked for you, with more scheduling flexibility at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/truetime. That's betterhelp.com/truetime. Check out our link in the description to take charge of your mental health today. Thank you again to BetterHelp for sponsoring today's episode.
That is confusing because it seems like he doesn't even care about the child, first of all, and now he wants his family to raise the child whenever the mom is caring for.
Yeah, so he has an interesting relationship with his mom, which I think is ultimately what motivated what happened.
Okay.
So on Saturday, May 28th, 2011, Marcin decided to surprise Michelena by asking her to go out shopping together for the day. Michelena was shocked, that he even wanted to spend some time together and thought that maybe he was finally open to giving their relationship a real chance. Marcin's mother was already watching Jacob for the day, so she agreed to go out and quickly ran off to the bathroom to start getting ready by putting her makeup on. While she was getting ready, though, she could hear Marcin talking to someone. When she came out to check, she saw Marcin standing with a friend of his named Patrick Boris, who was only 18 years old.
That's sort of weird.
Yeah.
That age difference.
They met at the gym. With both of them staring and smiling at Michelena, she became nervous, and that's when Marcin grabbed her by the arm and told her he had something to show her, according to the wickedtruthblog.com. Marcin then placed a 300,000-volt stun gun to her neck and tasered her.
Oh my gosh.
As she collapsed to the ground in shock and pain, Marcin got on top of her and called out to Patrick to grab the packing tape. Marcin weighed around 224 pounds, so Michelena was unable to fight back or attempt to get away. According to the wickedtruthblog.com, Michelena looked up at Marcin and asked him if he was going to kill her, and his response was, quote, "Don't be afraid," end quote.
That is the scariest thing I think someone could say in that moment.
Yeah, you would be terrified. Marcin and Patrick then taped up her wrists, ankles, and mouth. All while doing this, Marcin spewed hateful things to Michelena about how long he had hated her, that their son Jacob would be better off with him and his mother, and that she would never see her son again.
Again, just like the other stories we've talked about before, how do these people find each other? How do you find someone randomly at the gym that's willing to
help you do this?
Your ex-fiance?
Yeah.
That's so insane.
Very unsettling. Obviously, that boy was a lot younger and impressionable, but it's messed up. They left Michelena limp, just lying in the hallway for 2 hours when they finally came back and dragged her into the kitchen where they placed her into a cardboard box. Michelena was terrified, but at this point, she knew there wasn't anything she could do but remain conscious as she listened to the box being taped up, according to examinerlive.co.uk. Marcin and Patrick then picked up the box with Michelena inside and placed it in the trunk of a car and drove off. They drove to a secluded wooded area on the outskirts of Huddersfield, which is the town that they lived in. They dragged the box with Michelena still inside along the ground, which was extremely painful for her as rocks and branches scraped against her back. They finally came to a stop and placed the cardboard box inside a shallow grave. Michelena, in absolute terror, realizing that she was being buried alive, just had to listen to the sound of soil being placed on top of the box.
Oh my gosh.
They covered.
So messed up.
Yeah. That is honestly anyone's worst nightmare. I couldn't even imagine what that would feel like. They covered the box with around 10 centimeters of dirt. As one last measure to ensure she wouldn't be able to escape, Marcin placed an 88-pound tree branch on top of the grave.
Holy.
Yeah.
How do you even find that?
They're in the woods.
Yeah, I guess.
So I'm assuming somewhere close by. Marcin and Patrick left Michelena to die, and they drove off to a bank where they pulled £500 out of her account, according to examinerlive.co.uk. As for Michelena, though, she was a fighter. And after saying a prayer and thinking about her baby boy, Jacob, she knew there was no way in hell he'd be growing up without her. So she started to take small, shallow breaths and stay calm as she quickly thought about how she was going to make her way out of the pitch black box. She knew she would have to wait a while and listen carefully to hear the car leave, because if she started trying to escape, she risked Marcin attacking her again. As some time went by, she couldn't tell if Marcin and Patrick had left yet, but she decided it was finally time to begin her escape. That's when she realized she had something that could save her life, her engagement ring. She immediately started to use the sharp edges of the ring to cut the tape off her wrists and ankles.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be clear-minded enough to even think of that.
Exactly.
I'll just start freaking out.
It is truly terrifying to even imagine what Michelena was going through in that moment, because it is absolutely horrific and unthinkable that she had to experience this. I feel it is important to share Michelena's perspective of what she went through instead of summarizing it myself. So the description of what happened next is from Michelena herself on examinerlive.co.uk. So it begins, quote, "I then started cutting the cardboard with it, the ring. I kept cutting and slashing at it with the ring until I could get my hand through a hole, pulling and tearing frantically at the cardboard. The earth started to fall through the hole. It was in my clothes and my hair and all over my face. It was horrible. I started screaming, 'Help, God save me, please help,' in the hope that someone might hear me. I really thought I was not going to make it, that no one would find me, and I was going to die in this place. I started kicking at the cardboard. I was clawing at it and digging with the ring and kicking it. I felt weak, but I kept going, and once I had a hole in the box, I pushed up against the earth and finally pushed my head out. It was dark, but I could see the trees and leaves and sky. I gasped and took in huge gulps of air. I was covered in soil. I was so tired, I had no strength left, but I knew I had to get out. I managed to force my arms out, and it was then that I finally knew I was going to make it," end quote.
She dug herself out?
Mm-hmm. Just that's with like, a little engagement ring.
That's like Kill Bill.
Really?
Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
She gets buried alive and like breaks her way out.
Gosh.
That's crazy.
Just strength and a small ring.
Dang.
According to examinerlive.co.uk, it took Michelena about half an hour to free herself from the box. And once she was finally out, she stumbled her way through the forest, despite her exhaustion and pain, until she came to a main road.
That probably felt like 3 days of digging.
Yeah. And on top of that, she had already been tasered, so she was feeling weak and limp already.
Yeah, her adrenaline just had to be through the roof, like just wanting to survive.
Yeah, it's amazing. She knew she was going to be okay when she stopped a car that was driven by a man named Dan Brockley, who immediately stopped to help her and called the police. After about 15 minutes, the authorities arrived and Michelena was able to take them to where she had been buried alive. Marson was found shortly after and arrested by the police for kidnapping and attempted murder, which must have come as a huge surprise to him since he clearly had no idea the bravery and strength Michelena had within her to fight for her life. For weeks after the attack, Michelena had a hard time moving and breathing as a result of the stun gun, and she continued to fear for her life after such a traumatic experience while waiting to hear what Marson's sentence would ultimately be. According to BBC.com, she said, quote, "For many years, I loved Marson Kasperzak very much, but after his horrific attack upon me, my feelings towards him have turned to hatred," end quote. She also said, "I still have nightmares that Marson will come back to find me and kill me. My only hope is that he can accept that what he did to me was very wrong. I really hope that no one will ever experience what I went through on that day in May at the hands of a man whom I loved and trusted." Being so far away from home and her family during that time was difficult, but she found some comfort in the support from the authorities and police. During the trial, Marson tried to claim that all of this was only a prank, that he had...
What? And it's so absurd.
Yeah, obviously.
That's what his lawyer told him to say. Like,
yeah,
you're pranked. It's going on YouTube. Like,
yeah, he tried to say
Jackass 3.
Oh my gosh. He tried to say that he'd only done this to scare Michelena, but the court obviously saw through such a ridiculous claim. His actions were described in court as monstrous. The recorder of Leeds, Judge Peter Collier, QC, said, quote, "It was your intention that she should not be found, and it was your intention that she would die there," end quote. Michelena continued to show how resilient she was throughout the trial by providing all of the evidence she had and frequently having to recall that awful night in great lengths, according to examinerlive.co.uk. At the end of the trial, on January 13, 2012, Marson Kasperzak was found guilty of kidnapping and attempted murder, along with possession of a prohibited weapon, which was the stun gun. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Only 20?
Yeah. I don't know. This was in England, and I feel like I've heard that their systems run a little differently. Not as harsh, I guess. I don't know if that's true or not.
That's so crazy. But
Yeah. I guess.
Did the 18-year-old get a sentence?
So his accomplice, Patrick Boris, was only charged with kidnapping and was sentenced to 4.5 years at a young offenders institution. I saw different sources say that he was 17 and 18. So it could have been that he might have been 17 when this happened and then 18 when he was tried. So
they gave him a lighter sentence.
Yeah. And then that's why he was sent to the Young Offenders Institution.
Yeah.
Michelinus. I still
can't believe 20 years, though. Sorry for cutting you off.
No, but. You're good. I know. Michelinus' parents were absolutely sickened about what had happened to their daughter. Her father, named Jan, admitted to dailymail.co.uk that he knew something was off about Marcin from the start, because when they first met, he never made eye contact with him. Marcin's mother was known to be overprotective of him and did everything she could to keep him to herself. Michelina's family believed that in a strange, messed up way, he wanted to take Jacob away from Michelina and give him to his mother as a gift.
Oh my gosh.
To add more insult to injury, almost a year after his sentencing in 2012, he was given 8 more 4-year terms because police found a large amount of explosives inside his home, which were supposedly part of a plan to build a bomb.
What is this guy doing? He's just taking steroids and
going crazy?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Like, I never found any information on what the bomb was for, where it would have.
They just found the evidence.
Yeah.
Gosh, this guy obviously had problems beforehand, but taking steroids for sure does not help.
Just magnified everything.
Yeah, your mentality.
Yeah. And also, those sentences are being served concurrently with his 20-year sentence, according to BBC.com.
What does concurrently mean?
At the same time.
Oh, so it counts towards.
He's serving 20 years, and then those 8 4-year terms will be
like directly after?
No, they run at the same time.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, concurrently. Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to find the right way.
So how far into his sentence did he get the 8 4-year?
It says a year.
So that means he has to serve an additional 13 years.
Around there, 12 or 13, yeah. After the 20 is up.
Yeah.
Our cat Kaiser will definitely be jealous of all your dogs if you treat them to a special BarkBox every month. As affiliates of BarkBox, we have a special link in the description of this episode that you can click on to purchase a classic BarkBox for your favorite podcast listening pup. Every purchase of the classic BarkBox using our link greatly supports True Time, so thank you. Every time you go to the pet store, you end up wandering through the aisles looking at the same generic toys and treats that are always there. But with BarkBox, which is a unique themed monthly subscription service for your dog, you can really elevate your playtime and treat time.
Every month, BarkBox creates a brand new theme, along with some really cool featured themes for toys and treats inside. Your first month, you get to pick out of the available themes. And every box after that, BarkBox will surprise you and your dog, so it really feels like the gift that keeps on giving. Each BarkBox comes with 2 toys, 2 bags of treats, and 1 chew. They offer a monthly, a 6-month, and a yearly subscription plan so you can pick the option that works best for you and your dog.
They also have awesome incentives when you first sign up. For example, your first box will be doubled for free. That means you'll be getting 4 toys, 4 treats, and 2 chews. BarkBox works with meat preferences, diet and allergy restrictions, and even offers a surprise for your dog's birth month or adoption month. So what are you waiting for? Use the link in the description to order your first BarkBox today. Your dogs will be so excited for playtime. Michelina's story is so inspirational, and she truly teaches us that we all have strength and fight within us. She said, quote, "He wanted me dead and planned to kill me in the most horrific way imaginable. But I was not going to let him succeed, and using my last bit of strength, I kicked and clawed my way out of that grave. Now he is the one who is imprisoned, and I hope he rots in there," end quote.
Is that the end of the story?
That's it.
That is. I'm very excited that she survived.
Yeah.
Because that is so crazy.
But I mean, it just truly exhibits what strength and perseverance and an engagement ring, I guess, are capable of.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think The only update I could really find is I think she went into kind of a witness protection program. I think her name has changed. I'm pretty sure she lives in Poland now, but she's not in England anymore. But yeah, just for her protection and safety.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like she said, you just don't feel safe after that.
Yeah.
Especially when it's someone you trusted and loved. Mm-hmm. Like, that just ruins.
Such a gruesome, horrific way. Just pure torture. I mean, that is considered one of the most painful ways to die.
Yeah.
So it's just disgusting.
Yeah, I'm very glad she survived.
Oh, yeah. I know. When I read this story and saw what it entailed, I was like, this is truly amazing and a perfect story to get back into true time with.
Should we move into the question of the day?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Well, you got it, so you can ask it.
Okay, so my question of the day is, what are you looking forward to most about True Time being back and here to stay?
Do you want to answer first or do you want me to?
I can go first if you want. Okay. So for me and my goals with True Time, I would say I'm super excited about just growing our True Time community. I'm really excited to get a bunch of new listeners, engage more with all of our loyal and faithful listeners. Yeah. And just really build a strong community, you know, on all of our platforms where we can communicate and get our stories out. Because one of our main missions with this podcast and sharing these true crime stories isn't solely for the purpose of entertainment, because it's not entertaining. It's to share stories and to learn lessons and to bring recognition to subject matters, you know, whether it's mental illness or, you know, various life circumstances like safety.
Strength of people.
Yeah. To inspire, to learn about personal safety, everything like that. So just growing our community and spreading our message is what I'm really excited to do.
Nice. That's cool.
Thank you. So what are you looking forward to most?
I would say more the benefits for you, because it's something that you've always been interested in and wanted to do, and you enjoy it whenever you don't have crazy things going on.
Yeah.
Which we hopefully won't have for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least until this summer.
Yes.
More updates on that soon. Yeah. But yeah, so you enjoy it. Like you said, you like building the community. You like people reaching out to you. You like learning about these things and bringing this information to light, whether it's already out there and you're spreading it to new people and putting your own spin on a story, like not a story, but of a lesson learned on that. So mm-hmm. giving people your insight on how they can take this in a positive light.
That's so nice. Yeah, I think all of that inspiration will kind of pour into trying to grow our community, and hopefully we can give back and just make an amazing platform, I guess.
There we go.
But I do have one last little thing. A story like this and about Michelena reminds me of how important it is to always be prepared in a world that can unfortunately be very dangerous. So I first heard about a personal safety device called Birdie, and I found out it's made by the women-owned small business called She's Birdie. I immediately felt very passionate for their cause, and so I recently became an ambassador. So I just want to share this personal safety device with you guys, because I feel like it is really important to always protect yourself, and I'm just going to explain what it is. So it's a small, like, alarm keychain that when you set it off, a loud 130 decibel siren will come on with a flashing strobe light. And it's not a weapon, so you can take it everywhere you go, which I think is a really unique personal safety device, because certain times and moments when you're afraid, trying to, you know, use a taser or pepper spray, it can be very intimidating. And this is super simple. It's small and lightweight and comes with a good size key ring. So it's perfect to keep other keys on it, or you can attach it to your purse or backpack.
Not only intimidating, but some risks as well. Like,
yeah,
people have used pepper spray and the wind is blowing towards them and it mm-hmm. goes into their face, or like,
yeah,
you don't really truly know how to use your taser because you only use it for certain situations. So, I mean, stuff can go wrong.
Yeah. And if you're not, you know, a physical fighter, or in that moment, you're extremely intimidated to get that close to use something like that, your nerves and fear can sometimes, you know, make you freeze. And this can just help prevent any situation. Even if you just feel a little bit uncomfortable from a distance, anywhere you are, you just pull the pin, this alarm goes off, lights goes off, and then you're going to bring attention, and that is most likely going to protect yourself. So I took their mission from their website because I just wanted to share it with you all. And it says, quote, "For us, it's personal. We come from a tight-knit family that tells stories to connect. The ones about violence against women, whether shared by our 90-year-old mom or any one of our sisters, are the hardest to hear. While these traumas often make us doubt ourselves and forever change how we walk through the world, they are not at all unique. When our teens came home with their own stories, our hearts were broken. Together, let's create a world where women are safe," end quote. And ultimately, a device this simple could deter an attacker and save your life. So after learning about all of this, I have ordered one in the color lavender, and it's coming soon, and I'm really excited about it. And I just wanted you all to know I have their website linked in the description that you can look into. And if you decide to purchase a Birdie or the Birdie Plus, I have a code, which is AveryHamill15 for 15% off of your purchase. And I also think the alarm is a great gift idea for the women in your life, and their website offers bundle deals, which is great. And I also have an Amazon affiliate link if you're trying to get it in like the next 2 days. But I will be doing a Birdie alarm giveaway very soon as well. So be sure to keep an eye out on my TikTok and Instagram for that.
Nice.
Yeah. This story reminded me how important it is to protect yourself and your loved ones. And I'd heard about this device before, so I looked more into it, and I just wanted to share it with you all. If you're interested in looking into anything mentioned in the podcast today, be sure you check out all of our links in our description box.
And if you guys are interested in following us on any social media platforms, you can find us at True Time Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And if you want to follow our personal lives, you can follow Avery at Avery E. Hamill on TikTok and Instagram.
Thank you so much for coming back. If you're new, if you're loyal, and been waiting and waiting and waiting, we just want you all to know we love you, and we are so, so thankful for all of the reviews, all of the messages. They have changed our lives, and we are just so thankful, and we're really excited.
We appreciate you all.
So have a great rest of your week, and we will be back next Monday with another new podcast episode.
All right. Well, goodbye, everyone.
Bye.